Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. Welcome back to Who's Paying Attention, my podcast. I am sorry. I know it's been a while. I haven't been up podcasting. I have been doing the live show. A lot of you heard it last episode, and it went great. And I've done a couple more of those. But anyway, I'm sorry. I've been gone. I'm back. This is the podcast. And this one's about the Olympics, because I don't know about you, but I have total Olympic fever. I've been loving the Olympics. The first week was absolutely phenomenal and hilarious. Yes, it was funny. I didn't see the opening ceremonies, but from what I heard, I didn't miss much. But right away, Michael Phelps took over the Olympics. This was his party. Michael Phelps was a beast. Michael Phelps retires with, what, 22 Olympic medals and 18 of them gold or 19 of them gold? Unbelievable. And now Michael is rolling like a rock star. First article after it's all done. Okay. Michael Phelps spotted with girlfriend Megan Rossi. That's right. Michael is hanging out with a model. He's doing it upright. You're supposed to. Supposed to be hanging out with a model. All right. So she's 25 years old, Los Angeles model. And they asked her about marriage and a baby. And she said maybe. And Michael is still laughing. Michael ain't having no kids. Michael's living the dream. Now, what about the other swimmer? Let's talk about Ryan Lochte for a minute. What the hell is up with this guy? I got two articles here, okay? One of them from Sports Illustrated. Ryan Lochte, I pee in the pool. That's right. An Olympic swimmer, that's probably our second best swimmer, pees in the pool. Maybe he does it because he sees Michael Phelps coming and he's like, uh-oh. And, you know, but here we go. This is what he said in an interview with Ryan Seacrest, you know, cutting edge reporter Ryan Seacrest. He said, I think there's something about getting into chlorine water that you just automatically go. No, Ryan, you don't just automatically go because you got into chlorine water. Every pool is chlorinated. Would you invite your neighbors over to your pool party if you knew, well, you know, something about that chlorinated water, you just go. You just let loose. There's no control. Who put the chlorine in the pool? Amazing. And here's the other one. And how about this? And again, Ryan Lochte, you talk about too much information and from the wrong sources. Ryan Lochte's mom said her son only has time for one night stands. Now, Michael Phelps, who's the greatest swimmer of all time, he got time to be dating models, hanging out on red carpets and working it. Ryan, who's peeing in the pool, only has time for one night stands. And how weird, and I hate to use the word, but straight creepy is it that your mom is doing interviews about your sex life? That doesn't sit well with anybody. So good luck, Ryan. Maybe next Olympics, Michael will be retired. You'll stop peeing in the pool and there'll be some gold in your future. Next Olympic hero, who I absolutely love, Gabby Douglas. You know Gabby, they call her the flying squirrel. She's the winner of the women's all-around in gymnastics. If you saw any of it, you know she was amazing. She flies, what, like 30 feet above the uneven parallel bars or something like that. She's magical. I loved her. She was great. But apparently Gabby has a serious problem, because 22-year-old Letitia Jenkins of Detroit, and that's a real name. I didn't make that up. I know they're like, oh, it's a black joke, so you're going to do Letitia Jenkins. No, that's really her name. She's from Detroit. And this is her quote about Gabby. I love how she's doing her thing and winning, but I just hate the way her hair looks. What? What? That's right. Gabby Douglas has been... this is unbelievable to me. People have been talking shit about her hair, all right? She's 16 years old. She's super cute. She's an unbelievable athlete. The best gymnast in the world. Is that good enough for people? No. She has bad hair. She's a black woman who's working out and sweating and her hair gets messy. You know something? Bad hair, people? You're talking about her hair? Go talk to Serena Williams. Do me that favor. Go challenge Serena and Venus and tell them, you know, you girls' hair ain't shit. And watch them whip your ass. It is easy to pick on a 16-year-old, 4'7" girl. What the hell with you? Her hair. How dare you? Stop it. Jesus Christ. She got bad hair. What do you do, Letitia? You sit at home and you read hair magazines. We don't know who you are or what you look like. And don't let it just be Letitia, because there's a bunch of other people who have jumped on this bad hair bandwagon who need their natural ass whipped. Okay, here's another quote. I think black girls in particular view her as a representation of themselves for the world to see. She just needs some smooth and shine gel and should be okay. That's right, because training full-time to be an Olympic champion, that wasn't good enough. She sacrificed, left her family for months to live in Iowa and coach and with her coach and blah, blah. No, that she needs some smooth and shine. Then she'd be world class. Are we that shallow? Yes. That's the sad thing. I'm not even asking rhetorically. Yes, we are that shallow. And here's something else that a lot of people don't realize about Olympians, okay? Their families go broke to get there. Gabby Douglas, her mother declared bankruptcy. Ryan Lochte, his house was in foreclosure. Now, you know, maybe Ryan, maybe if you wasn't peeing in the pool, you could focus on making a little money. Maybe you get you a Depends swimsuit endorsement and you could pay for that house. But these are the sacrifices they make. But her mom, Gabby Douglas's mom, didn't go the extra mile and get the hair done right. Her hair. Ah, whip your ass. Her hair. Ryan, stop peeing in the pool. You'll make some money. Jeez. What else we got going on? Weed. Weed is keeping athletes out of the Olympics. Here's the thing. If you're going to take drugs for the Olympics, take a performance-enhancing drug. Who's ever been a better athlete after smoking weed? Okay, maybe the archers and the shooters relax a bit. But what the hell? So here we have it. Stephanie Lee, she tested positive for marijuana, so she didn't make the Olympic team. She got cut before they got there. And Nicholas Del Popolo, who is a judo master, which, you know, can you do judo while you're high? I guess so. Maybe he was looking for the zen. He was looking for the zen of judo. Anyway, apparently he ate some baked goods that happened to have marijuana in them. And how do you not know that? What party are you at? I mean, you're an Olympic athlete. You're training. What the hell are you doing eating baked goods? I got a feeling that Gabby wasn't chowing down on donuts before she headed to the Olympics. I don't know. Usain Bolt probably not sitting around the bakery chowing down. But in judo, I guess you can go for it. Not even the weightlifters who are 5x5. You ever see these guys? They're short and fat and they're strong as a forklift. I don't think they're hanging out at the bakery. But good old Nick ate some weed brownies and got kicked out of the Olympics, embarrassed, kicked out of Olympic Village, sent on his merry way. And what they do, apparently these athletes, because they're all like, well, Michael Phelps got caught with a bong 3 years ago. Michael Phelps got caught with a bong in an off year. He wasn't competing in the Olympics that year. Oh, and he's Michael Phelps. All right? When you have 15 gold medals and you're heading to the Olympics, yeah, you do get a little bit of a pass. So, I'm sorry, man. What kind of idiot? Now they talk about the NBA drug testing, and the NBA only tests for performance-enhancing substances. That's right. If you smoke weed and play NBA ball, they're like, well, good luck, because how are you going to keep up? Jesus, what an idiot. Oh, well. That's the rule, kiddies. All right? No weed before your Olympic Games. Speaking of USA basketball, they had a scare. They actually had a close game against Lithuania. They won 99-94. They did win, but every other game, you know, they won by 20, 30, 50 points. They beat Nigeria so bad. Nigeria doesn't even play basketball anymore. Nigeria, the entire national basketball program, just said, you know something? Let's give up now. That was a record-setting ass whooping. But anyway, I'm glad the team won, because imagine if the U.S. team lost to Lithuania. Where would LeBron take his talents? Because make no mistake, it would be his fault. And LeBron be like, I'm taking my talents to the Ukraine. I'm taking my talents to Indonesia. Listen, the U.S. basketball team is not going to lose. And there's certain sports and athletes in the Olympics like you don't even want to go up against. Because think about that. Think about that. You're on the Nigerian basketball team. You make it to the Olympics and you got to play against the USA. You're a forward from Nigeria and you're facing up against LeBron James. What the hell are you supposed to do? Get an autograph. That's the best that's going to happen. Listen, there's certain things you aren't going to win. Usain Bolt won the 100 meters. That has to be the least surprising headline of the Olympics. Really? Usain Bolt won? Usain Bolt is... of course he won. But imagine, you train so hard, you get to the Olympics, and you're in the lane next to Usain Bolt. Hey, toss me a beer, because I don't think this is going to end well. I might as well be comfortable. You know something? If you're racing against Usain Bolt or Michael Phelps or any Kenyan in the marathon, if you're playing basketball against the USA, you go ahead and eat those weed brownies, because it's going to be the same result whether you do it or don't do it. Okay? What else is going on? Gabby did have a problem this week. She came in second to last in the uneven bars, right? So she won the all-around where you have to do everything. Then they do the individual competitions. She came in second to last. And like, why did you come in second to last? Oh, I was tired from winning the all-around. I was tired from being the best gymnast in the world. Why do they look for the bad right after the good? Is that what we do? I mean, it's not like they're politicians. Jeez. Here's another sport where the U.S. has kind of dropped the ball. What's going on with the men in beach volleyball? Okay, first, the number two seeds, our best guys, the best guys in the world, basically Todd Rogers and Phil Delhasser, and I'm saying the name wrong, but who cares, because they lost. They lost last week to the Italians, real powerhouses in beach volleyball. And now, Jake Gibb and Sean Rosenthal, they lost. And who did they lose to? I don't even know what country they lost to. It's not even here in the article. Doesn't matter. Jeez, they lost to Latvia. They lost to Latvia. What's Latvia known for? Vampires. Isn't Count Dracula from Latvia? How'd you lose to Latvians in the daytime? In the daylight, you lost to Latvians? They're trying to not burn up. Jeez. Fortunately, women's beach volleyball, we're still strong. We're not going to lose. The girls are great, and the girls look great. How great is a sport where the uniform is a bikini? I can't wait for the Olympics in Rio are you kidding? An Olympian in Rio with women's beach volleyball and bikinis? You gotta love it. So, a little bit more of, is this a scandal or is this just stupid or is this just funny to me? There's a training company in Arizona, and if you're not familiar with this, a lot of athletes train in Arizona because the weather's perfect all year round. You can train outdoors. It's just really good for athletes. So there's a company called Athletes Performance in Phoenix, Arizona, and you know who they train? Chinese Olympians. That's right, hundreds of Chinese Olympians have been training in Arizona. Is Sheriff Joe aware of this? How angry should the Mexican immigrants be that the Chinese immigrants are welcome to come to Arizona, train for the Olympics, go to London, and beat us in sports like rowing or kayaking or whatever it is that they... What? Oh, if I was a Mexican living in Arizona, you know how mad I'd be? I'd be like, what? The Chinese? The Chinese are welcome to come over here and train, but we come over here and, I don't know, mow a lawn, and we're the evil enemy. Okay, I'm not getting political in this. It's just hilarious to me, but I'm not going to get political because I said this was my Olympic podcast. So let's get back to sports, and let's get back to important things in sports and what's going on the sports landscape in the United States. Hooters is in trouble. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I said it. Hooters is losing millions of dollars. They've got to change their image. So they, first of all, they think, oh, maybe if we appeal to women. Really? The name of your restaurant is Hooters. Cross that off the list. Here's another one. An expanded line of chicken wings. Oh, is there something other than hot, spicy, or mild? Yeah, maybe we'll throw in medium. I don't know. You know who's kicking Hooters' ass? Tilted Kilt. Have you seen this place? Tilted Kilt has the girls wear like bad Catholic schoolgirl outfits. You know, the short skirt and the knee-high stockings and the little half of a top and the... Oh, I just had a moment. I think I'm going to go watch some equestrian over at the Tilted Kilt. So Hooters, a national institution in the world of sports, is in trouble. Oh, I don't know, Hooters. Maybe shimmering tights went out in 1988. Perhaps you could do a little updating. Hey, maybe you can get Ryan Lochte somehow, because Ryan, his house is being foreclosed on and he's peeing in the pool. So obviously Ryan needs some help. So maybe you can get him. We're in the second week of the Olympics. Usain Bolt is going to win the 200 meters. He's already qualified for that. Who knows who else? Hey, listen, Jamaican sprinters, I put this on Twitter and it's true. I don't know what they're running from, but Jamaican sprinters are going to be like Kenyan marathon runners, quite simply unbeatable. It's amazing. And you know what? You know what else kind of sucks? And I'm going to wrap up, but this kind of sucks about being an Olympic athlete, again, in one of these events where there's a super athlete, right? So like swimming against Michael Phelps or running against Usain Bolt. If you're the other athletes, you're the same age as them all your life, right? So it's not like, you know, Tyson Gay can say, well, maybe next Olympics I'll do well. No, you won't, Tyson, because Usain Bolt is still going to be there running. Now, yes, Ryan, yeah, Michael Phelps is hooking up with supermodels. He's out of the pool, probably because he heard you was peeing in it. But anyway, you may have a shot next Olympics. We'll see. But this is how it goes. You be in the Senior Olympics. You're 55 years old. You're Tyson Gay. You're like, man, maybe I'll win this. Son of a bitch. There's Usain Bolt. And he's only 53. America, I love you. This was the Olympic podcast. Who's paying attention? I'm doing my best to pay attention. But the Olympics have me riveted. We'll be back with the next podcast. Yeah, we know Romney went to the Olympics and shot off his mouth. And we know Obama's got stuff going on. And we're looking for the Republican vice presidential candidate. Blah, blah, blah. I'm taking a vacation from it. I'm loving the Olympics. Damn it. Who's winning in shot put? This is Alonzo Bowden. Thank you, guys.
you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.